ropes across.
Oh, I'd like to see them. Yeah.
Well, it's a messed up room, but you can come see if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is about my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see, this starts right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the...
Dandridge McRae.
You know, the paper is so old that you have to keep it.
You have to keep it in this to keep it.
Yeah. You can see what he was.
Oh, yes. The United States Treasury Department. Baldwin County, Alabama, it says. That's where it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that is, but it says it. Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. He was born in Baldwin County, Alabama, on October the 10th, 1829, and the eldest in a family of 11 children, it says. Born to the union of D.R.W. and Margaret, the father of West Florida Parish, Mississippi, and the mother of South Carolina.
And that's where he got his law degree in South Carolina.
Oh, he did?
He had a private tutor.
He did. Your grandfather. The parents were married in Alabama in 1828 and were the owners of a large plantation, which he carried on although he was a lawyer by profession. He took quite an active part in politics, was sheriff of Clark County, and represented that county in the legislature. His death occurred in March 1849. That's your great-grandfather, McRae. After the death of her husband in the same year, Mrs. McRae moved to White County, Arkansas, settled in Little River Township, entered land, improved it, bought several claims, and in 1859 moved to Pulaski County near Little Rock, and made that her home until 1868. After this, she visited the Lone Star State, but returned, and her death occurred at the home of her son, Dandridge Searcy, in 1867. Isn't this interesting? Dandridge early trained to the arduous duties of the farm. Oh, I see, under a private tutor. And later entered the University of South Carolina, from which institution he graduated in the class of 1849. He then aided in, opening up the farm in Red River Township. In 1853, moved to Searcy and there commenced reading law. My grandfather was a lawyer up in Marshall, and he did read law the same way, and they said they used to do that. He was admitted to the bar by Justice C.C. Scott of the Supreme Court. Commenced the practice of law immediately afterwards.
You see, you have to take an extra course when you move to one town.
Oh, in 1856, he was elected county and circuit clerk of the county. Served 6 years. In 1861, he was actively engaged in organizing troops for the state. In the same year, was sent by the military board to muster, Gentleman P. Pierce, Brigadier of State Troops, while even at that time the Missourians were driven from the state by the federal generals, Lyon and Fingal. General Ben McCulloch, in command of Arkansas and Indian Territory, issued a proclamation to the people of Arkansas to go to the border and repel invaders. Many companies organized reported to Mr. the request of the general. The former took command and moved into Missouri towards Springfield to make a diversion while the general moved to Carthage. I've been to all those places. Oh, well, this is just really, really interesting. He returned to Arkansas in 1862 and raised another